Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. And one of the names of Allah is Al-Wadud. We'll be doing Al-Wadud today. Wadud means the loving one. The one who loves and the one who beloved. So let me write Al-Wadud for you in Arabic.
Okay, I'm
just going to use the blank. Al-Wadud. Okay, so Al-Wadud, the loving one, the one who loves, and the one who is being loved. Yes.
I'm looking for the restroom.
Yes.
Can I
so,
fix this?
Huh?
Can I have her fix this part real quick?
Yes. So, Al-Wadud, the one who loves, and the one who's being loved. So both ways, works both the ways. So Allah loves His creation, even though there's no selfish element in loving, you know? Allah loves His creation. We are His creation. We are lower than Him or higher than Him? Lower than Him. So, even though we are lower than Him, okay? But He still wants us to love Him. So, He's seeking our love. So, Allah, the Wadud, is seeking our love. Even though He doesn't need us. He has no need for us. Yet, He's seeking our love. And at the same time, He's loving us. So He loves us and seeks our love. However, the love of Allah is not for everybody. The love of Allah is for the ones who deserve it. Deserve them. So Allah in the Quran said, if you want Allah to love you, follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you follow Prophet Muhammad, then Allah will love you. You're looking. We want Allah to love us, right? So, in order for Allah to love us, we seek the love of Allah by following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and by doing good deeds. Now, Al-Wadud, Allah will do a lot of things to seek our love. Let's say if I want you to love me, then I'll give you 100 bucks. Would you love me? How about 1,000? 10,000? 100,000? Name your price. So, if I want you to love me, okay, I give you like $100, would you love me? How about 1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What if I give you 10,000? Wouldn't you love me more?
Yeah.
So, you can see how Allah is seeking our love. By what? By what? By giving us gifts, okay? So Allah talks about gifts all over the Quran. He says, you know, haven't I given you a safe floor? Haven't I given you a safe ceiling, a safe roof? What is the safe roof we have? Skies and the ozone layer, right? That filters away. So the sun, hemican. So this, the atmosphere, which is the safe sky or the safe heaven or the safe roof, is protecting us because of the ozone and, you know, all of these things. It pushes away. So, a safe floor and a safe roof. And then He talks about, didn't He the one who gave you eyes? Didn't He the one who gave you lips? Didn't He the one who gave you a body? Do you know that some people are blind? Do you know that some people are handicapped? Do you know that some people are retards? Did He make you one of those? No, He saved you. He created for you. He created for you. He gave you special gifts for you. But He also gave gifts for everybody. The rivers, the seas, you know, the fish, the food, the chicken. All of these are for everybody. Okay? But for you, everyone has a special element. The one who's smart, then Allah made that person smart. So that's a special favor. So it's not for everybody. Now, the Wadud is a special love that doesn't have any selfish element in it. Okay? So Allah is not loving you because He needs you, does He? He doesn't need you, but He loves you because you're a good person and because you're thankful to His gifts. So that's why He loves you. Okay? So He shows the love. How does the love of Allah translates into? Translates into favors, translates into guarding you, saving you, protecting you. All these love, all these are forms of expressing love. It's a noble love. Okay. So we love things because we always have something back coming back to us. So I love my father because he's fathering me. I love my mother because she's mothering me. I love my uncle because he gives me good gifts in the, during the Eid time. Okay, so you always love, but there is a selfish element there that makes you love. That selfish element is that you're getting something, okay, to you. So that's selfish element. Okay. But the love of Allah is not selfish because He doesn't need us. So He's not getting anything from us. So that's why Name al-Wadud is a very special name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, loving Allah is the essence of belief. If you hate Allah, would you be considered a believer? Would you be considered even a decent person? So, can you worship Allah without loving Him? Can you hate Allah and then worship Him? So you can see that here Allah is seeking your love because that's the way He wants you to worship Him. Okay? He wants you to love Him and then pray. Remember, they always say, someone prays because he has to pray, right, Hemika? Someone prays because he has to pray. Somebody else prays because he needs to pray. And someone else prays because he loves to pray. What's the difference between those three? One is praying because he has to pray. Another one prays because he wants to pray. A third one, he prays because he loves to pray. What's the difference?
Third one is the best.
Third one is the best, right? And how do you get to the first one? Or like, how do you get to that third one? So someone prays because he has to pray. It's like he's pushing himself and somebody else is pushing him to pray. But he really doesn't, he's not in love with his prayers. He doesn't love to pray. But the other one prays because he wants to pray. I want to pray, but I don't get to enjoy it. I know it's hard. I want to pray, but I want to pray. Okay? The third one is love to pray. That is the top. That's the best. That's the maximum. You pray because it is you want to pray. Okay? So same thing here. If you don't love Allah, then would you love to pray? Would you need to pray? Would you pray?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Just imagine that your father is providing you money and then you hate your father. He gives you a paycheck and then you hate your father and you don't call him and say thank you. How do you feel about that? When your father is seeking your love by taking care of you and sending you money and then you hate him back. How does this sound? Does it sound right?
No.
Okay, so that sounds like bad. Really, really bad. He's giving you all what you have, and we want to put the phone away. He's giving you all what you have, okay, and you still love, he wants you to love him, but you're not loving your father. So this is, you're such a bad boy, you're such a bad girl. Your father did you a lot of favors, and on the top of these favors, he's still giving you money and taking care of you, and you hate him, you don't love him, you're a bad person. We call this denial or kufr. denial or kufr. So you deny the favors that Allah gave you, and then you deny, of course, when you deny the favor, would you thank him for it? No. So what if somebody tells you something good about it, then you say, Alhamdulillah. For example, if I say, Maham, you're very smart. What do you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Because you're thanking Allah for this. Fatma, right?
Safa.
You are a very clever girl. Alhamdulillah. How about you, Himika? You're very smart in memorizing Quran. Alhamdulillah. Why do you say Alhamdulillah? Because it's a favor from Allah. To believe it's a favor from Allah, special favor, look at all those people who can't memorize Quran. Look at all those people who don't have money. Look at all those of people. So you compare yourself to love Allah. They always say, when you compare yourself, do you compare yourself to the ones higher than you or to the ones lower than you? To the ones higher than you, right? The ones higher than you, not the ones lower than you. Why?
So that you don't get.
So the ones who are higher than you, when you compare yourself to the ones who are higher than you, then you will feel miserable. So let's say if you compare yourself to a boy or to a girl who is multimillionaire and cute and famous and celebrity, you know? Celebrity, okay? If you compare yourself to this person which is higher than you, how do you feel? How would you feel then? If you compare yourself to all of these people that are better than you, how do you feel about you? How would you feel about that? Would you be angry or thankful?
Angry.
Say yes. Say, Allah, why is he getting more money? He's dumb. I'm so smart and I'm not getting the money. Ya Allah, I caught you doing something?
No.
Okay. Ya Allah. So when you compare yourself to somebody who has better life than you, you'd feel angry at Allah. You say, Ya Allah, you don't know what's astaghfirullah. You don't know what you're doing. You're making him rich and making me poor. Is that right? Okay, is that? Okay, so in order to appreciate the blessings that Allah gave to you, you need to compare yourself with the ones lower than you. So in order to appreciate having vision, compare yourself to the ones who are blind. In order to appreciate you being healthy, look at the ones who have leukemia, for example, and they have to die without living long life. Okay, so whenever you want to thank Allah, then you compare yourself to what? Lower or higher?
Lower.
Higher. Lower, I'm sorry. Lower. That's right. Lower. Okay? So, don't compare yourself to the ones who are higher than you because you will feel miserable. I always say that Facebook gives depression. Brings depression. Why? Because you go on the Facebook and you check the pages of your friends. All of them are having good times. You know that? It's like, yes, we went yesterday to the mall. We had a great time. Oh, yes, we went last week to Hawaii. And everybody shows the best. So, okay. So, everybody's saying the best thing. So, you think all of those people are happy and you're miserable. So, you get depressed.
Well, one way I like to think about Instagram is that people are not going to post a depressing photo. They're going to show themselves having fun.
Exactly.
Show themselves. So I like to think that, oh, well, they're probably having some bad things going on in their life, and they're having some good things, and they're posting the good things.
But the human mind doesn't think that way. You know, you see, like, for example, hello? You see, for example, somebody, your friend, her dad bought her a car. Okay? So you go after your dad. You're not a good dad. You're not nice. You didn't buy me a car. Look at blah, blah. You know? Do you understand why this Facebook thingy gives you really depression? Really gives you depression. Why are you laughing? Okay. So, basically, when you don't appreciate the blessings that Allah, this is called denial of Allah's favor. Denial of Allah's favor means kufr. Means what? Kufr. If you deny Allah's favors, then it's kufr. And you know, go what? You guess what? You know what? If he takes the way, if he takes it away from you, you will feel. I had, it's personal experience. I had a lot of blessings that Allah gave to me, but I didn't appreciate them until I lost them. You're done. Okay. Got it? Okay. Okay. When you love somebody or you love a person, okay, this would cause you pain. But when you love Allah, you will never have pain. Why? Okay, if I love somebody, then I feel a lot of pain if this person dies, or if this person leaves, or if this person goes away, okay, cut his relation or her relationship with me. Okay? So any love for any person causes pain when you lose that person or when you lose that thing that's taken away from you. Okay? So you lose pain. Anything you love will use will cause pain. How? Think of it. If you love something, it causes you pain. Why? Think of ideas. Think of ideas. Hemika, huh?
You're watching a TV show and then you have to wait for the next episode.
That's pain. Okay. Okay.
Someone's
pain. How about you, Maham?
When you get into a fight and include everyone in it, and like it gets into a humongous feud.
Okay. That causes you pain. Yeah. How about if you love your husband and your husband dies? Yes? Then does that cause you pain?
Yeah.
Even though you love him, but your love would cause pain. How about if you love your husband and then he becomes mean to you? He becomes mean to you. Would you still love him? I'm sorry. Wouldn't that... I'm sorry, that's not the question.
No.
Wouldn't it cause pain?
Yeah.
Okay, so any love causes pain. Either when this love... things being loved leaves you or abuses you, right? If it harms you or leaves you, then it causes a lot of pain. Got it? But would you ever have pain when you love Allah? You're worried that Allah, okay, is going to leave you. Is that right? Would Allah ever, when you love Allah, would He leave you? So that doesn't cause pain. And when you love Allah, would Allah abuse you?
No.
No. So that doesn't cause pain. You understand what I'm trying to say? What's the point here? Tell me, what's the point?
Loving Allah won't ever get you pain, but loving a person will.
Okay. How loving a person will cause you pain?
Be quiet. If they pass away or if they get hurt. Or
abuses you. Does it hurt so much when your father is abusing you?
Yes.
Because you love your father. You love your father and so much pain that he's abusing you, right? What is going on with you back there? Three different rows. Okay. So bottom line, what's the bottom line here? Bottom line is that any love to other than Allah will cause pain. Yes or no?
Yes.
Why? Number one, if he leaves you. Number two, if he abuses you. Got it? You leave or abuse. Okay? So, there's also something called heartburn. You know what heartburn is? When somebody, you love somebody and this person like dumps you. For example,
heartbreak.
This is called heartbreak or heartburn.
Heartburn is like
it's like what?
It's like
oh, okay. So So what I meant by that is that sometimes I see it, like somebody or a girl loves a boy so much, and that boy doesn't care about her. This is called heartburn. That's what I meant. Heartburn.
Heartbreak.
Okay. But you get what I'm saying here? And in order to protect yourself from heart, from this kind of pain, you don't... Yes.
Yeah.
You don't love something more than you love Allah. Because it's, first of all, it's an act of denial to Allah's favor. Second, it will cause you pain. Okay. Now, Allah is seeking, we understood now. We understood now why Allah and how Allah is seeking your love. Now, there is another meaning for the name al-Wadud. Who wants to go next? Girls are usually smarter than boys. Okay, so who wants to? Okay, since nobody else wants to volunteer, let's go continue. So erase the board and continue.
Very good job.
Okay, Allah is the loving one. Allah is the one who is being beloved. That's the meaning of al-Wadud. But not only that, Allah al-Wadud is the one who creates love. Allah is the one who creates love. When a baby is drinking from his mother's breast, Allah, his mother loves him, right? Who created the love between the baby and his mother? Allah. Who created the love between the husband and wife?
Allah.
So Allah loves. Allah is beloved, and Allah creates love. If Allah doesn't create love, just think about this life. If there's no love, it's going to be hard. You know what's the problem today? It's a love crisis. Think of it. The problems we have today is because of love crisis. World War I happened because of love or because of lack of love?
Lack of love.
Lack of love, right? So the problems today is hatred. Hatred. We have a love crisis. And this is, so Allah is the one who creates love. Creates love between the mother and child. Creates love between the father, the parents, and the child. Creates love. Think of how is it going to be if you don't love your husband, for example. Or if you don't love your parents. Wouldn't that be a miserable life? So creating love causes what? Love causes pleasure or pain. Okay. Both, exactly. If it's for Allah, then it causes pleasure. Okay? But if it's for other than Allah, it causes pain. But if you don't, when you're short of love, things become violent. And wars come. Like Germany when it was doing in World War II. Germany, was it because of love or because of hate? Which is opposite to love. So whenever love disappears, shaitan comes in with all these hate ideas. Got it? Even if you don't hate someone, but you don't love someone. You don't love. Would that be a good life? Like, let's say if you don't hate your husband, but you don't love your husband, would that, does that look like a good life to you?
No, that'll be boring.
It's not about boring, it's just like nasty life when you live with someone who doesn't love you, or he doesn't love you or hate you. Okay? He doesn't love you, he doesn't hate you. Okay? That is going to be a miserable life. So, you need the love that Allah creates among us. We really need this love. Now, getting more love. How can I get, let's say I have a love, I love Allah. Okay? How, what should I do to get Allah's love? You pray extra prayers, right? You do extra work, right? So you get, the more work you do, the more optional work you do, the more Allah loves you. So that's why Allah is Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud. So when do you call on Allah Al-Wadud? You say, if you have a crisis, you say, Ya Allah, you are the loving one. Please, Ya Allah, help me out of this crisis. Ya Allah, help me out of this crisis. Help me, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Okay. Now we move to the names of Surah Al-Hadid that we're talking about. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-zahir. I'm sorry. We move to the names that come in pair. Some of the names come in pair. They don't come alone. Why? If you say Allah is the one is al-hadi al-mudil. Al-hadi al-mudil means the one who guides and the one who misguides. Can I use the name of Allah, the one who misguides?
No, not guide.
Exactly. It has to be placed on the one who guides. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes creates partners, like put names together for not the reason of not for the reason of being opposite to each other, but for the reason of being complementary to each other. Like if I tell you, for example, why Allah says Al-Aziz Al-Hakim? Why is He saying Al-Aziz Al-Hakim? Huh? Why? What is the name of Aziz? The one with power. How about Al-Hakim? The one with wisdom. Now, why Allah in so many places of the Quran, Allah's combining those together? Yes.
Hemika,
yes.
Because most people or all people, when they have power, they're not fair, they're not wise. But Allah is very wise, and He has a lot of power.
MashaAllah, that's right. That's perfectly right. Because power corrupts the wisdom. You know, just like she said, when you have power, you're so mean, you're so selfish, you want to keep power, you're mean to others. You can kill people just because you want to hold on to power. Okay? So that is the why Allah is mentioning Al-Aziz Al-Hakim together. How about why Allah is mentioning Al-Aziz Al-Rahim together? The one who has power and the one who gives mercy. The one who has power and the one who gives mercy. Why Allah is mentioning them together? Huh? Any ideas like Hemika? Why Allah is mentioning the one, Al-Aziz, the one who has power, with the Rahim, the one who has mercy? Huh?
Because even though He's powerful, He shows mercy to everyone.
Yes, that's true. But compare this like Hemika said, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, because the power corrupts the wisdom. So the people of power become very not fair, very oppressive. You know, they might kill, they might do awful things. How about Al-Aziz al-Rahim? Why is he mentioned Al-Aziz al-Rahim? Same thing, huh? because corrupt, because people of power, power corrupts mercy. So the people of power, they don't have mercy. They don't have mercy at all. Okay? Now, why Allah's combining in the Quran, Allah mentioned al-Wadud in Surah Al-Buruj. Wa huwa al-Ghafur al-Wadud. Why Allah is mentioning al-Ghafur with al-Wadud? Wa huwa al-Ghafur al-Wadud. Just think of it. It's just like, hey, Maha, don't worry about the bad things that you did. Okay? Just like, don't worry about it. I'll forgive them to you. Okay? So, Allah seeking love by forgiveness. Right? Ya Allah, I love you. Please forgive me. Okay? Then, I tell you, for example, Safa, I forgive you and love you. So, what's the effect of that? When somebody says, I forgive you and love you, wouldn't that be so appealing, so attractive? So somebody said, I forgive you all your sins, all the things you've done wrong, and I love you. What is better than that? What is better than that? Allah combines al-Ghafoor with al-Wadud together. Why? Because Allah wants to say that I am forgiving you, and because I am forgiving you, I love you. Or I love you because I'm forgiving you, or I'm forgiving you because I love you. Got it? That's why in the Quran, the name al-Ghafoor al-Wadud is mentioned. They are being combined together. But there are reasons to combine names together other than that, just like what we mentioned, when the one is opposite to the other. So for example, when Allah says that He is the one who raises people in power, and He is the one who declines people in power. Raise and decline. Raises the power and declines the power. Who is Allah? Can I, which is a rafi' al-khafid. Can I mention the name al-khafid by itself? No, because it indicates something negative, right? So I need to, before I mention the name al-khafid, I need to precede it by the name al-rafi', right? So I can't use the name of Allah, the one who takes away power. I have to use before it the one who gives power and the one who takes away power. Okay? And same thing, the al-razzaq, al-mani' al-razzaq. So you can't use the name of Allah al-mani' by itself. Mani' means the one who stops provisions, who stops supplying. That's the mani'. Stop supplying, stop provisions. That's al-mani'. That is al-mani'. Okay? How about the opposite of that is the provider. Can I use the one who stops provision by itself as a name? I have to precede it by the name, the one who gives. The one who gives. Same thing. Al-Mu'izz al-Mudhidd. Al-Wa'ati al-Mani. Al-Rafi' al-Khafid. Al-Rafi' al-Khafid means the one who raises people and the one who declines people. Which one? Can I use the name, the one who declines people by itself? No. Because it has to be preceded by the name that Allah raises everything. So, okay. So now we understand that there are two reasons for Allah to combine names. There are how many reasons? Two reasons of Allah to combine names. The first reason is that it is what? It is that the negative meaning has to be preceded by the positive meaning. So you have to combine these names together. Understand that? Okay. Now the second reason is that because Allah wants to put the names together to give a meaning. So, just like you said, Aziz is the one of power. Hakim, the one of wisdom. So, but when we put them together, it means that even though he's wise, he's not corrupted, even though he is Aziz, the one with power, but he's not being corrupted by his power. You know that almost all powers corrupt. They always say corrupt, absolute powers corrupt, absolutely and absolutely absolute powers corrupt. Which basically, what's the bottom line? That all powers win?
Corrupt.
Because person wants to keep, to like doesn't want to relinquish power, doesn't want to get away power, And then for him or her to keep power, they kill, they lie, they cheat, they play politics, they play dirty, they hit under the belt, they backbite. It's just like, you know, all this whole power struggle. Power struggle, why? Because people, once when they reach power, they want to be there forever. Not only that, but they want also their children to inherit that power. Okay? All right. So inshallah, see you next time. Where are the grades she needs?
Here.